Ezekiel chapter 34. Let us read Ezekiel 34, first 16 verses. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds feed themselves, and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee to worship Thee. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that Thou inspire our souls with reverence and godly respect of Thy holy name. That Thou, O Heavenly Father, fill our hearts with the awareness of Thy presence. Thou fill our hearts with deepest gratitude, with love, with peace and joy. Thou, O Heavenly Father, illuminate our minds to receive Thy holy word, to understand, to know Thy will. And then, O Lord God Almighty, that every step of the way, every moment of our pilgrimage, we worship Thee in spirit and in truth. That we worship Thee with love and adoration. That we, O Heavenly Father, worship Thee in obedience to Thy holy word, in faithfulness to the holy covenant, and with zeal of Thy Holy Spirit in our hearts. Gracious Lord, Almighty God, we are weak and small, and yet we trust in Thee, because so many times in the past days of our pilgrimage, Thou hast given us Thy goodness and grace, and Thy goodness and Thy mercy, O Lord, is following us in all the days of our pilgrimage. Thou hast not left
alone any of thine own, O Lord. Thou hast proclaimed thy holy gospel upon the face of this earth, that thou didst send thy holy Son, our Lord and Savior, that everyone who believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thou hast such a great love for the souls that thou hast redeemed, that none of them should perish, but find redemption and salvation through the grace that thou hast given us in Christ, that everyone would be delivered from sin and evil by the gentle and loving power of thy Holy Spirit, that in our experience, O Lord, the enemy would be defeated, and the name of Christ exalted, even glorified. So we pray, O Heavenly Father, today again, thou purify our inner man, and renew thy mercy and thy forgiveness upon us. Thou make us free from every evil desire, that thou deliver us from superstition, from ignorance, and from every earthly thing, every obstacle that tends to slow us down on the path of righteousness, and to separate us, and to break that precious fellowship, O Lord, that thou hast given us in Christ our Lord and Savior. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that we admire the abundance of thy goodness and mercy, and that we praise thee with love and gratitude, and that we zealously do thy will, O Lord, knowing that all we have belong to thee, and to thee we owe our soul and body. Gracious Lord, our loving Heavenly Father, great is thy love and thy faithfulness. Thou art King of kings and Lord of lords. O we pray, Holy Father, thou fill us with thy Holy Spirit. Thou, O Heavenly Father, make us dead to every evil, that there be nothing in our hearts to respond to the testing and temptation of the evil one. But that thou, O Heavenly Father, weaken us by this Holy Spirit of thine, dwelling in our hearts, ruling our lives, and making us a vessel purified and sanctified, a vessel for the honor of thy holy name. Lord God Almighty, bless thy holy word, and fill us with the true knowledge of the Holy Scripture and clear understanding of thy will. Thou make us to know thy will, and thou give us, O Heavenly Father, the will of Christ, that we desire with our whole heart to serve thee and to please thee, O Lord. Great is thy love and thy faithfulness, and greatly thou hast glorified thy Son in the acts of thy holy apostles, in the testimonies of the holy prophets. And we pray, O Heavenly Father, that the same zeal be in our hearts, and thou strengthen us and arm us with the whole armor of faith, that the sound of thy holy gospel may sound forth, that even those that hated must hear. For there be quite a few, O Lord, that did hate thy truth and persecuted thy people, and yet thou hast met them, and thou hast turned down their pride and their arrogancy. Thou hast turned them unto thee. There was no end of their joy, and the depth of their gratitude could not be measured, and their thanksgiving continued for the rest of their pilgrimage, and even in that endless eternity. O Heavenly Father, how glorious and wonderful thou art in thy goodness and mercy, and we pray, even today, do the same. And thou, O Heavenly Father, heal the sick, strengthen the weak. Thou comfort the sad, thou even raise the dead. Thou heal the lepers. Thou, O Heavenly Father, give sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf. Thou heal the lame and the impotent, and thou, Heavenly Father, deliver the souls that thou hast redeemed. Let none of thine languish in sin. Let none of those that thou hast redeemed with that precious and glorious price remain in darkness anymore. O gracious and loving Heavenly Father, how great and how wonderful is that fellowship of thine. How good it is for our souls to be under the wings of thy mercy. How pleasant are thy green pastures. How pure the fountains of the living water. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we pray that this abundance of thy goodness and grace be outpoured upon every soul every heart, O Heavenly Father, that Thou hast appointed unto salvation, in spite of our great weaknesses, many shortcomings, and many disobediences. Blessed and loving Heavenly Father, we pray that Thy will be done, that the name of Christ be exalted, that Thy people be filled with Thy Holy Spirit. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, Thy servants Thou strengthen and encourage. And then, O Lord God Almighty, defeat the enemy. Destroy the works of darkness, and let the light of Thy truth shine forth, and the sound of the Holy Gospel fulfill Thy words that Thou hast said in Christ, that even the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, those that hear shall rise. Gracious Lord Almighty God, we thank Thee for Thy loving kindnesses, for the abundance of Thy blessings, and we pray, O Lord, that Thou continue this wonderful and glorious work of Thy salvation, that in Christ, Thy beloved one, Thy holy one, Thine only begotten one, our Lord and Savior, Thy name be honored and glorified forever. Amen.
Well, in this chapter 34, we read that there are shepherds that feed themselves, and they exploit the flock of the Lord, and they do not help. They are not faithful shepherds, but apparently some hirelings. They tend that flock only for one reason, to exploit the flock. Only for the reason of their greediness, their selfishness, or for some filthy lucre, some earthly gain, which is going to be to their great loss. Unless again, these shepherds, like everyone else, hear and heed the warning from the Lord, and turn away from their wickedness, and find mercy through that repentance that is proclaimed in the beginning of the Gospel books, and also in a number of places in the Epistles, and also in the book of the Revelation. Everywhere, from the beginning to the end of this book, we see the need for repentance from every evil thing, the need for turning back to the Lord, and then the necessity of staying fast with the Lord, fast to His word. The Lord says here that His sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves, and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. What is the Lord saying? Similar to what He said in the story of the wicked stewards in the vineyard of the Lord. The Lord of the vineyard sent His servant to receive the gain, and they despised and rejected the servant. And then He sent another one, and they even killed some of them, and they persecuted the others. The Lord referring to the prophets and those priests that proclaim the will of the Lord. And then the Lord says, finally, the owner of the vineyard sent His only begotten Son and said, they will honor my Son. And so they did. How do the wicked honor the righteous Son of God? With persecution more than anybody else. With sufferings greater than anybody else suffered that came before. That's the way they honored Him. And truly, it is an honor to us when those that are against the will of the Lord are against us. If those that are against our God would be kind and smiling to us, we would have surely a reason to question how do we stand in the sight of the Lord. The Lord said, what is the master, the owner of the vineyard, going to do? He will come with a great judgment against these stewards, and He will judge them. But His vineyard He is going to give to the others that will be faithful and bring the fruits as is proper. The Lord says, neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore, For I will deliver my sheep. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. What is the Lord saying here? He is mentioning here a day of his own. We remember in the 1 Corinthians chapter 5, through the Spirit of the Lord, Paul the Apostle is writing that such an one that committed such an iniquity, immorality, perversion actually, should be given to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit would be saved in the day of the Lord. Now we don't know if that day is going to be soon or far away. The day when the spirit of this person would be saved, when this soul will be delivered out of that snare, out of that trap of sinning, rebelling against the will of the Lord, and going along with the deception of the enemy. Here the Lord says, when that day is, when that day will come, that's Ezekiel 34 verse 12. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep. See what happened in the congregation of the Corinthians in Corinth, that there were many immoral people in Corinth and among the believers, among those that profess that they belong to the Lord. We see that not only that one that had to be excommunicated, that had to be surrendered to Satan, whom he did worship anyway through his sin. This sinner, even though he had the name of the child of the Lord, he was in his sinfulness actually serving Satan, the enemy, the adversary of his soul. The Lord is saying here in Ezekiel 34, verse 12, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep, that's the day when the Lord delivers the soul of the wicked from his or her wickedness and brings that soul back into the fold. So will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. But what do we see later on that Paul the Apostle is saying to the Corinthians in the second epistle to the Corinthians chapter 12, the closing verse of the chapter, last verse of the chapter, that he is afraid, he is concerned, he is in a way worrying for those that have sinned before and perhaps have not repented. And Paul would like to come back to the Corinthians after they repent of their sins. If they did not repent, he will lament, bewail, mourn for them. He will be very sad because those that did not repent actually did not realize how terrible, how dangerous, how awful is the place where they stand. They stand under the judgment of God until they turn away from their sins and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and seek redemption, seek restoration, seek deliverance from sin by the grace of God. In the verse number 13, the Lord said, and I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. We remember in the story of prodigal son that the prodigal son was in a far away country. The rebellion, the disobedience is a far country. It's a far cry from obedience, faithfulness, fellowship with the Lord. The Lord says that he is the one that brings back. But if there be some, quote, older son, unquote, that would be against the will of the Father, against the return and restoration of the soul that the Lord has redeemed and delivered from the wickedness, if that older son will be stubbornly against the Father's will, he will stay out, will not enjoy that close fellowship with the Father. The Lord says, I will feed them, his sheep, in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed, upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. We read also in the Revelation that there was one angel of a church, or perhaps one that was supposed to be a watchman on the wall, one that should have delivered the message from the Lord to the flock of the Lord, and yet he neglected his own soul. And the Lord says, thou sayest that thou art rich and hast no needs, and thou knowest not that thou art wretched, poor, naked, blind. An awful situation. What is the first message to this person? Repent and turn away from wickedness. Turn back to the Lord. What is greater? What is more wonderful for everyone that is not in the fellowship with the Lord? Nothing greater, nothing more blessed, but to turn to the Lord with his or her whole heart. Not to wait one moment, because that moment would be late. Perhaps all of us have heard the stories of those that delayed and delayed and delayed again, and just somehow did not find that the salvation of their souls is urgent, is really necessary, is important. Those that intentionally were ignorant of the beauty and the delight of the close fellowship with the Lord, waited and waited and waited, and finally wanted to be saved exactly when it was too late. One could say, if the Lord gave that person just another moment to turn to the Lord, that person would have been saved. We just noticed he or she wanted to be saved. No, I don't believe that. I just don't believe it. If they wanted to be saved, they would have done that before. And if they were granted another year of life, they would have sinned again. Because the one that refuses the goodness and grace of the Lord does that continually. Let's remember these words that the Lord said to the prophet Ezekiel, the words that echoed again and again through the teaching and preaching of John the Baptist, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and of the holy apostles, and is even today from this book sounding forth from the end to the end of the earth. Repent and believe the gospel. Turn away from wickedness and turn to the Lord. And then when we are restored, when we are delivered, when we are in the fold of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, hear his voice and graze upon his green pastures, drink from that pure water of life, and then go ahead, proclaim the message of the gospel, for very soon the Lord shall come. He will not tarry, he will not delay. He will come exactly at the time, the moment that the Father has appointed. But the Lord said also that his day will be like a thief in the night, unexpected. Let us haste to serve the Lord and not waste the time of our pilgrimage.